Nick, what did you see in Sergio Brown coming out of Notre Dame that made him a desirable player to sign as a free agent?
Well, you don't want to talk about building houses today, Mike? Isn't that the focus? No, I'm just kidding. He's a big guy. He's got good size. He had good straight line speed. He's a good tackler. He played both safety. He played safety at one point, and then he ended up playing a lot of the star position or the nickel position. So there was a little bit of position flexibility and versatility. And then he played in the kicking game as well. So I think there were some attributes, that we liked that we saw on tape, that we thought he'd be a player that we might want to work with, moving forward. So, we didn't draft him, but we did sign him as a free agent, and he's made the most of his opportunities to this point. Hopefully he will continue to improve. Each week, the most important thing is to improve and prepare for that opponent. So, we had some opportunities last week where we made the most of those, and then now it's a new week, and hopefully the improvement will continue on his end.
Nick, Darnell Jenkins is now making, about $250,000, which is a lot for a practice squad guy. Has there been competition for him all throughout the season? I think this is a second race. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think any decisions that we make about players, we'll keep that internal. Jenkins is a player that we like. He came in last year, I want to say midway through the year, toward the latter parts of the season. And he performed real well in practice. He gets smart defense fits. He worked hard in the offseason program. He's improved, and that translated over into the preseason and into training camp. So, we're happy that Darnell's here. We're happy to be working with him. And, like Bill has alluded to at different points, everybody that's on the roster at some point could be given an opportunity, and the most important thing for the players to prepare himself and to be ready. We're happy with Darnell. We're happy that he's here, and we're happy to keep working with him.
As far as the offense goes, obviously it was a struggle for most of it, especially in the first half. Were guys open? Like, when you look back at the film, did you see receivers open that weren't being hit, or where did it kind of break down?
Yeah, I think it was just a combination of things. That's a good defense that we played against. I think they're the top-rated defense in the NFL. So we had opportunities. There were times that we were able to capitalize them and times where we didn't. The second half, we were able to get into a little bit better rhythm, move the ball a little bit, have a little more success, had a 17-play drive, had a 9-play drive there in the second half. So, I think the most important thing is just to continue playing one play at a time. Some plays are better than others, but the more plays that we can string together, better off the offense is going to be. So I think, we need to play better, we need to coach it better, and that's where practice comes into play. Hopefully we have a good week of practice, prepare for the new opponent. A little bit different defensive scheme that we're going to play against, a little bit more of a four-down team than we've seen for a lot of these 3-4 teams here over the past however many weeks. So this will be a little bit different challenge for us against a good defense. We really have to do our homework and prepare. And we've got a lot of good players on that side of the ball. So we certainly had a lot to prepare for this week. And, hopefully we can go out there and execute on Sunday and put points on the board, because in the end that's the job of the offense, to put points on the board.
Nick, do we have any movement on the Logan Mankins front?
Nothing to report on that front, Mike.
Last week, you must have been impressed after the call when you gave us a little hint on the practice squad guy. I don't think it was – we snuffed it out pretty quick. Curious, you got the spot, I think, again, with Sergio getting promoted. Any movement there?
Yeah, you guys were all over that, I'll tell you what. We're actually in the process, Mike. It's a little bit further away than where we were last week, so that's the moving parts. But the hope is that if I practice tomorrow, we'll have someone, but it's not real clear-cut at this point. There's still some moving parts, but we should have somebody by Wednesday. If not tomorrow, then we'll have somebody by Thursday.
Nick, you guys have had or have not had a practice squad quarterback, I don't think, for maybe a couple days only. Has Hoyer thrown a lot more than he did last year, and is that something that, I don't know, can that help maybe, or does it hurt not being able to work with the actual Patriots offense?
I think any reps that the players get in practice are good. Even when Brian's on the scout team, even though you're servicing the defense, we try to, even though it's an opponent concept, we try to treat it, the play, as if you're running the play from the offensive perspective, so he can still go through his progressions, he can still go through the protection calls, he can still make the mic identification, any route adjustments that there might be. So there's a certain degree of flexibility that's involved, and there's also opportunities in practice, whether it's in a two-minute drill or, his reps with the offensive unit. So, Brian gets the number of reps during the week, and I think, as long as he's working on it, he's throwing the football, working on his mechanics, working on his fundamentals, and those don't change day to day, week to week. So, Brian's a smart player. He absorbs a lot of information during the week. He understands what we're doing offensively, and he's prepared to play, just like any other player at any other position. But he maximizes the reps and what he gets in practice. He certainly gives, he gives the defense a pretty good look, I'll say, when he's sort of mimicking the opposing team's quarterback. So, Brian does a good job in a lot of different areas for us.
When you're considering making a trade, has there ever been a time when you stopped because you were going to face that team later in the season, like whether it's a divisional opponent or, for instance, like Randy this week?
I think, Ian, there's always a lot of factors that when you make a decision as it relates to a team, and in the end, our decisions are based on what we feel is best for the football team at that given point in time, and that's how we approach it. And I'd say that's going to be consistent today, tomorrow, next month, moving forward. Whatever we feel is best for the football team, then that's what we'll do, and then we'll move forward.
All right, Nick, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it.